He did a video at Big Fatty's house, and I saw the sling. And I didn't... Yeah. Okay, I'm going to be honest. At 37, I did not know what a sling was until I saw the video, because I'm sheltered. So.
Yeah. And it's portable. It comes apart very easily and packs up into a little bag.
Knowledge I didn't need to know.
You know what's funny? The bag that transports the sling around is about half the size as Big Fatty's bag.
Oh. Yeah. Well, he's got countless openings for his show now, doesn't he?
Well, I guess.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It comes apart very easily and packs up into a little bag.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 441. No, Big Fatty, you've already fucked it up. It's episode... Oh, poor Big Fatty. 442 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 14th of October, 2009. Coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to readjust his teeth. Oh, Lord, y'all, poor Big Fatty, he fucked up the opening. He didn't even wait until the music stopped to fuck it up. He fucked it up while the music was playing. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm a little late in recording this today because my most often visited gentleman caller just left a few minutes ago, and it was quite nice, and Big Fatty had to... clean up a small lubrication spill or something like that. Anyway, y'all, I was on the 20 earlier, and that Michael Cantaloupe, who used to be on the QCast Connection, which used to be the QCast Connecticut, which is where Lurie Dean is from. Is that where Lurie Dean is from, or is he from Vermont? I don't know. He's from up there. or is it New Hampshire? Brick Friday, we don't know. Move on. Shut it down. anyway, he was on the 20, and he goes, oh, I had forgotten the 20 even existed. And y'all, you know, what can I say? Now, y'all, Big Fatty has received lots. And y'all, I'm guessing that it is because nobody else is podcasting that Big Fatty is getting lots and lots and lots of comments and e-letters. I do have a message that I need to pass along to Naught from David in Denver. You know, David in Denver helped make the hamisole, which, according to the Weather Rat, Big Fatty may be needing that in the next few days. But anyway, he says that the Vacuum Cleaner Museum is in St. James, Missouri, which is about 100 miles south of St. Louis. And the museum is in one part of the Tacony Company, T-A-C-O-N-Y, the factory that makes two vacuum cleaners, the Recar and the Simplicity. And Naught, next time you come over from the UCK, make sure you head on down there to St. James, Missouri, and see that vacuum cleaning museum. Y'all, Trucker Alex has sent Big Fatty a ghetto kitty car, and it's a Hello Kitty car, but... y'all, it is pink, and it has Hello Kitty written on the side of it. But y'all, it's a thug. It's a thug car. It just looks like a thug car, so it must be a bad kitty. I also heard from Bjorn, and Bjorn sent Big Fatty a photo of what he thinks that Vera should wear on the Let's Make a Deal in the audience. And y'all, it is a picture of some sort of tiger or something like that. It's got real long nails, but and tattoos all over the guy's face and his arms and everything, and he's going and he's fat and bald, except he's got long hair down the back, and he may be able to walk, but he is a little gray. And anyway, that's what Bjorn thinks Vera should dress up as, and I may post that picture here in a few days also. Also, I have heard from Matty Malone, y'all, and he is from up there in somewhere. And poor Big Fatty. And he says, Big Fatty, poor Big Fatty can't use the eye natter, and he wanted to remind me that there is an app for that. And JT, who does not listen to the BFO, who also used to do a podcast, or six, always loved that there was an app for everything. And anyway, he was reminding me that I can take pictures and video on the iNatter. But y'all, Big Fatty didn't know how to do that. And he says that I can, you know, I really have no excuse for not Twittying the entire time that I was at the Horror Hotel, except for the fact that I'll look like Big Ricky and be embedded into my iPhone, iNatter. Sorry, Ricky. So, well, thank you, Matty Malone. And y'all, Tim from Tampa, he has written Big Fatty. But y'all, I am not going to read what he has said because, y'all, he's just trying to stir up trouble. And he posted it over there at the BFO, but I'm not going to read it except for the part where he has gone out looking into solar collector systems to run some extra devices. And y'all, you know, he enjoyed looking at the demonstration videos of the fucking machine. So I'm guessing he's bought a fucking machine. So, and if you have an iNatter, Tim in Tampa, make sure you take some video, because you know there's an app for that. Now, y'all, before the day gets away, Big Fatty, the day is getting away from us, and it's hump day. Y'all, Big Fatty has 11, did I say it? 11 voice letters that I've got to play. Oh, Big Fatty, get on it.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Brian from Boston. You haven't heard from me in a while, but I've got a very good explanation, and it's this. I've unsubscribed. But I will say this. I have not unsubscribed from the Little Fatty Cast, and I got to say it's quite a thrill to hear you two on the inner tubes again. Really enjoying that. But I really think that you guys should try doing it in the same place rather than doing it over the Skypes, because I think you have better chemistry when you're together. But, no, it's really fun hearing you guys again. Loving it. Also, I do have to say that all my friends are wondering who the hell this Gussie is. And why am I always saying, oh, dear Gussie? And they think I'm crazy, which I am. That's all. Love you, Big Fatty. And no, I have not unsubscribed. I listen every day. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, that was the self-appointed resident historian of the BFO. That was Brian from Boston. Y'all, he also has been known once or twice to drive the Pants Off Express. And delighted to know that he has unsubscribed from Auntie Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
But that he is still listening to the BFO and the LFC now, y'all. And, y'all, Brian, I agree with you. I think that... I think we should do the LFC together also. But, you know, that is Mr. Vader's show, and I am just the pretty one. So you'll have to take that up with him. And I'm delighted to hear that you're using Oh Dear Gussie, and that your friends think you're crazy, like you said, because you are. Y'all, I've got one... This just into the BFO full disclosure desk. Big Fatty does not have 11 voice letters. He only has 10. Delicious, and that is why he has been selected to drive the Pants Off Express. Now, y'all, we have got something very interesting getting ready to happen, because the next three calls are from none other than Larry the Lurker. Y'all, I don't believe that I've ever had three Larry the Lurker calls come in a row. And they're not from the same person. I checked the numbers, but they're Larry the Lurker calls. And y'all, I'm touching myself inappropriately. Oh, Big Friday.
You're making bacon with Big Fatty. Oh, he sure likes his gin. And oh, in the sling he'll get in. And I don't know why, but you're making bacon with Big Fatty.
And y'all, Larry the Lurker thanks you, but y'all have no idea who that was that called in to sing the making bacon with Big Fatty. And y'all, but it was very well done. It was sung well. The lyrics were well thought out. There was rhyming. And so thank you, Larry the Lurker, for the bacon song. Now, y'all, the next Larry the Lurker did indeed leave his name. And so y'all, please welcome to the BFO for his first appearance in the voice letter queue. It is none other than Glenn, the cab driver.
Hello, my name Glenn. I'm Ukrainian cab driver. I'm your new number one fan. I'm calling. My wife get me iPhone, and I find you because I look for fat people like my wife. I have questions for you. First, I like you, but I have questions. Your bathroom humor, farting, in burping is like my mother-in-law. She's very scary. I don't understand why you drink gin. Gin for girly men, but girly men. Who is this Jeremiah person, speaking of girly men? Also, what is a gentleman caller? Please explain to gentleman caller. And I have to let you go. It's cost millions of rubles for this phone call. Like, it's about $4, American. Please let me know. I love you, you're fat. So am I. I love you, Big Fatty, you're my hero.
Y'all, I don't know what Glenn said there at the very end, but I'm guessing that that was Ukrainian for goodbye. And Glenn, I've got, you've asked a lot of questions of Big Fatty. First of all, let me just say that, y'all, for those of you that didn't hear clearly, that is Glenn from the, he is a Ukrainian cab driver, and I want everyone to know that Big Fatty welcomes all Mexicans to the BFO. So, you know, if you live in the Ukraine, all Mexicans are welcome to call the BFO and leave a message. Now, as far as gin being a girly man drink, I've never heard that. I've always heard that gin put hair on your chest. However, I did look into this, and I have got I've got an expert standing by, and I'm getting ready to call this expert on alcoholic beverages and get this expert's opinion on gin.
One moment, please.
Oh, okay. Well, can you tell us your opinion of gin?
Oh, I love green tea. Green tea just makes me tingle.
No.
I don't know what it is about green tea. Maybe it's the vodka.
No. Gin.
I don't put vodka in my green tea.
What do you put
just
in there?
A little gin.
Oh.
Oh, God, I hate gin.
What?
What? Gin is horrible. Gin is like drinking cologne.
What?
I do not get, although I have drunk it if I'm out of vodka, but I don't get the concept of gin.
What do you mean?
It is just the strongest, oddest flavor.
Well, y'all, I'm not quite sure why our expert didn't agree with Big Fatty about the gin, but y'all, he at least did not say it was a girly man's drink. And, y'all, as far as Jeremiah goes, you know, you just got to go with the flow with Jeremiah, Glenn. You just got to go with the flow. And as far as the farting and burping and all, it's just Big Fatty. That is just Big Fatty. And, gentlemen callers, well, Glenn, since you're married and have a mother-in-law, you probably are a gentleman caller on the side. Oh, Big Fatty, you didn't go there now, did you? I sure did. But, Glenn, thank you, and please get some of your fellow Mexicans to call the BFO, because we'd love to hear from you. Now, y'all, our next Larry the Lurker is from here in the good old U.S. of A. It is the one and only Larry the Lurker, better known as John in Michigan.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's John in Michigan. I think I actually saw Vera at Price is Right a few months ago. It was a big bag of fish wearing a big flower aloha shirt and a Ventura RV Park baseball cap. If it wasn't her, that might be the way to look for her. Have a good day.
Now, John, thank you so much for calling up there in Michigan. And, John, do you enjoy the gin? Because I believe... You may have had one before that call, because, John, we're wondering what Vera would wear to Let's Make a Deal, not The Price is Right. But, you know, she might be wearing a big bag of fish, or y'all should, maybe she just dresses as a big juicy brisket. I don't know. But anyway, we know that she'd have on that Hawaiian shirt, and she would have on a baseball cap, and she would, be escorted by her hooch. Y'all, our next call for today is from Mr. Crickets himself, and that is David, that Blue Jeans guy.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is David, that Blue Jeans guy, also known as Mr. Chopped Liver. I thought I would contact the Center of the Podcasting Universe to announce to all of your listeners that I am still producing my show at thatbluejeansguy.libsyn.com. So please be sure to check out my show at thatbluejeansguy.libsyn.com, That Blue Jeans Guy. And if you hear a cat meowing, you're not imagining things, because my cat is deciding to remind everyone to listen to thatbluejeansguy.libsyn.com. Thanks, and have a great day. Bye.
All right, David. Now, y'all, thank goodness David does not do those shameless plugs. Y'all, he is on that Libsyn thing, which isn't even spelled Libsyn, how the Mexicans spell it over there in, is it Spain or Portugal? I don't know. It's someplace in Mexico. But, y'all, he's on that weird thing, just kind of like Vera's on that Mevio thing. And, y'all, I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. But, y'all, we have another and our final call for the day, so we're not going to get to all of them, but our last call for the day is from another David. It is David in Denver.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is David in Denver again. Just wanted to tell you thanks for the show on Friday. It was great. It was funny, and I enjoyed. Thank you for being kind to me about the vacuum museums and the vacuums. Brian had to tell me that when he heard it, he nearly fell off the chair from laughter due to the fact he is not fond of my vacuum collection. Once you've seen one vacuum, you've seen them all. And bless his heart, though, he has had to move them or help me move them on occasion when I've moved from one house to another. And by the time he gets done, he usually says he doesn't want to see another blank, blank vacuum again. Anyway, so I just had to share that with you. Thanks, Big BF. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Oh, dear Gussie, as Brian from Boston would say. Oh, Lordy. David, thank you so much for that call. And David, by the way, I have passed along to Naught over there in the UCK the information on the Wacom Cleaner Museum. And y'all, David, I'm just thinking that maybe you ought to see if the people that make my sling... could also assist you and in turn assist Brian in coming up with a nice, easy way to move it, sort of like...
It comes apart very easily and packs up into a little bag.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.